Hey everyone, my name is Damon Janis. I'm the founder of Eyes on Investors, where we learn from successful real estate investors. And we're part of Lifestyles Unlimited, which is the education and mentor group for real estate investing. And I had a great interview today with David Fisher. I met David a couple of months ago in San Antonio, last January actually, and I immediately realized I needed to interview him. He was just totally on fire. He started investing in real estate in 2009. He's already got 40 doors. His whole life has just completely changed. He's so free and independent, and he's built up a really great real estate investing business, and I wanted to learn how he did it and share that with you. So this interview is a little different because we started off just chatting in the pre-interview, and I realized it was so great that I wanted to just make that the interview. So I asked him, hey, can we just turn this into the interview? And he said, yeah. So you're going to see some real casual chatting between the two of us, very frank discussions, and it's all in there. It's all in the interview. I think you're really going to enjoy this. He talks about how to run the business, how to make it viable and do it successfully, and how to just get out there and make it happen. And he's a great example of the results. He spends a lot of time helping people without even being compensated for it. He just loves to help people. He loves people. And I'm finding as I interview more people that that's really common with a lot of successful real estate investors. They love people. They connect with people. And that takes their investing to whole new levels. So here's the interview with David Fisher. I hope you enjoy it. Hey, David.
How you doing?
Good. Let me turn on my video here. Oh, wow. So I thought that hair was fake when you posted the picture on Facebook.
I'm crazy, I know.
So are you liking it?
I don't know. It just didn't last night, so...
Oh, wow.
It's a wife thing, you know?
Oh, okay.
I lost a bet about a month ago with my daughter, so I said she could dye my hair any color she wanted.
Yeah.
Well, it was a bet we made about 2 years ago, and she remembered it.
All right, so let's do this then. I'd like to talk just for a couple minutes about, what we're going to be talking about and make a couple notes, and then we'll actually launch into the interview itself.
Okay.
What I'm thinking of, because my understanding is that you started your real estate investing in 2009. Am I getting that right? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just been a couple of years, and you've already got 40 doors. You've got some multifamily properties.
Right. I have 29 units in Houston, and the rest are all here in San Antonio.
Okay. And I know that the latest video you put on Facebook was a fourplex.
Right.
Is that right? So
yeah.
Do you have any single-family properties, or are they all multifamily?
No, I have 3 single families, and I have 2 fourplexes.
2 fourplexes?
Right.
Okay. And then you've got the 29 units in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a partnership, or did you buy that yourself?
No, I it's a partnership with me and one other person.
Okay, so a small partnership.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you have?
2 fourplexes and 3 single families.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I'm trying to buy another 4 unit right now.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But the way I've been progressing is my first 4 unit I bought all cash.
Uh-huh.
My second... You know, I did hard money and finance, and this third one I'm not going to put in any money. So
you've done all cash.
Right.
Then the next one you did hard money.
Mm-hmm.
And this one you're doing with no money.
No money. So it's the first one, I have 80 grand in it. Second one I have 20 grand in it. The next one I'll zero into it.
Wow.
So turns get better and better. I go from making 25% to a 90% return to infinite. So.
Awesome.
Good transition.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. And that shows that it looks like as you're getting more experience, you're getting better at leveraging your money and all that stuff. Okay. Oh, this is going to be so good. Okay, so one of the things I'd like to talk about is how this has changed your life. You know, what was it like before? What is it like now? And just to provide some inspiration to people so they can kind of get a taste of if they would just go out and take action and start doing this, What difference it makes. So just in a nutshell, of course, we'll talk about it more in depth in the interview, but what do you see as kind of making a difference to you in your life?
Well, what it gave me was a lot of financial freedom. When I first, started doing this, I was in it for myself. And then what really inspired me was actually to help others. It's kind of cool the transition you go through.
Uh-huh.
That's what's exciting to me is is I started off with, even when I went through, you know, lifestyles and the 2-day, I'm like, I'll just buy my own complex. I don't need other people. I'll buy one, I'll be done, and that's it. But what's funny is as you get to know these people and you grow on, they grow on you, you find out that there's a lot of people that want to be involved, but they have full-time jobs that can't do it. And then they found me. Now all of a sudden I'm working with other people. So it's, that was the biggest transition for me. And what it actually did for me and my wife is, she was active duty Air Force, and she decided she wanted to get out of the military. And she said, well, you're allowed to work again, because I wasn't allowed to work because she might go, you know, overseas or something like that. And I couldn't have a job for the past 4 years. Before that, I was a businessman. I had 2 car stereo stores and used car lot. So she allowed me to do this. So I attended Lifestyles. And I said, boom, I can do this. And I went at 100%. And
yeah, evidently, because in the last 2 years, you've done a whole lot. Let's see, your video just froze up. Are you able to hear me? You need my video?
There we go.
Okay. All right. You know, I'm thinking, David, of trying a little bit different this time. We've been just kind of casually chatting, and I'm kind of liking that. So rather than formally start the interview, let's just keep chatting, and what I'll do is go back and I'll edit it a little bit, and I'll create an introduction to introduce you, and then I'll just start playing what we've been doing. Does that sound okay?
Sure, I'm easy. I that's sort of like Lifestyles. I never try to. I just go up there and talk.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. I'm finding I'm just more relaxed this way, and I found on the other interviews I did, once I said, okay, now let's officially start, then I got all tense, and you know, I just it wasn't the same. So you were explaining before we had the technical problem, how you had been doing another business, and then your wife said, yeah, you know, I think she said you were okay, she was okay if you did real estate. You went to a meeting, and you're like, yeah, I can do this, and you just took off like wildfire.
Right. So, yeah, that's basically what I was saying is my wife was active duty Air Force. She's a captain in the Air Force, and she was the whole plan for her was to do that for 20 years. And 4 years before that, when she joined, I had to close all my business down to give her her dream. Her dream was to serve our country. So I had 2 car stereo stores, a used car lot, a hobby store. I had all these businesses going, and they were all successful. But I closed everything. So she pursued her dream. She thought she wanted to do it 20 years because I served my country, and she says, I want to do that. She's very patriotic.
That's
so
really
I wanted
cool.
to make that happen for her. And so what I did then was she joined the Air Force. We moved, got stationed here in San Antonio, Texas at Lackland, which was great for us because that gave me the opportunity to get to know this market as well. So she gets stationed here. You know, I'm going on doing the stay-at-home dad thing for the past 4 years, taking the kids to school and whatnot. And then she decides she kind of don't like the politics of the higher-up because she's a captain. She just got announced that they're going to make her a major.
Wow.
She decided to get out, but she stayed in as a reservist because she still wants to serve. Uh-huh. And now she got a job recently with the Veterans Administration, which wants to help the veterans that are wounded warriors.
Right.
So it led her to her dream at the same time, but now it's like, okay, well, we're sitting fixating this area, I can actually do something. So what kind of business am I to create again? Well, I've learned that real estate is the best opportunity for me because it gives me the freedom to come and go as I want. I can still spend the time with the kids. I couldn't do that in my own businesses. I worked 16 hours a day. So I was a slave to the businesses. Well, with real estate, I don't have that option where I can, you know, be stuck to it. I can go around. I bring my kids to all my properties, and I'm educating them as they grow up with real estate.
Which yeah, is great. I saw that on the Facebook video that you just posted a couple days ago. You know, you see your kids running around in the yard. Your little son, he looks like he's, what, about 5 or 6 maybe?
Right. He's turning 5, and my other one's 7.
Okay, yeah. And they're running around the property, and you've got one of your rehab guys is working on the property. And, I mean, it's really cool. You're doing this activity with your children.
Right. And what's cool is I actually go to places like Lifestyles. I actually bring my kids sometimes, and they interact with the people, and the people love them because, you know, my 7-year-old talked about NOI and CMAs, and she knows what it all means. And they're like, what? I'm like, hey, you got to educate them young. So, you know, and it's just fun. I love it.
That's awesome. So you're actively helping, you're actively keeping them included, teaching them, obviously, and giving them that opportunity to learn and see you do this. So this is really cool, David. I did not know that you had sold all your businesses to give your wife that opportunity. I mean, that says something about you to be willing to do that. And then you were able to find something that actually allowed you to continue to do things and take care of your children and give your wife that opportunity. So it sounds like it's worked out really well.
Oh, it did, and I'm having a great time. I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life. I mean, it's all of a sudden, you know, with this extra income that we have more opportunities as well. Like, I never had a housekeeper before. I have a housekeeper now. You know, she comes in once a week to clean our house. So I'm actually giving other people work, helping their lives out there as well. So there's just so many cool things that come along with investing that, you know, you do help other people along the way, which is great. And
Yeah. Now
it's all of a sudden I get all these phone calls from other investors. Hey, how do you do it? And I'm like, well, the biggest thing I want to teach new people is buy that first house. They're always trying to think of the apartment complex or something big right away. I really want them to learn on buy that first house first, start it, get in the game, and go at it 100%. It's so many people will come to seminars and whatnot and learn all this stuff about real estate, and they think how wonderful and great it is and how it can change their lives, but they don't take action and they fight that fear and they go back to their normal 9-to-5 jobs and get back in that grueling corporate world and they forget, wow, I could be sitting here and spending more time with their kids every day like I do. I pick my kids up and drive them to school every day. Most people don't have that opportunity in life. I do. I can stay at home and do this.
Yeah.
You know, it's my choice. You know, that it's that freedom, and people don't realize how powerful that free aspect is.
And what you're saying is that if they do want to realize it, then they need to just get out there and do that first deal.
Yeah, they need to do it and need to follow through, you know. And I have a lot of people will come in and bring me a property. I look, I'm like, this is a great deal. Do it. And they just don't want to pull that trigger sometimes. So
what do you think it is?
There's a lot of hand-holding and dealing with people. You know, everybody's a different individual, but it's that fear in life of everything they were taught by their parents and whatnot, of negativity of this doesn't work, but it does work. It's great. There's a lot of examples like me out there that you can do this within a year or two, change your whole life, you know. And my wife wouldn't have to work if she didn't want to. She does it because she loves to. Mm-hmm. That's a big difference between people who have to work and people that like to work, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a huge difference. That's true. So when you first started getting involved in real estate, your motive was to make some money, and you said that you transitioned after you got started into wanting to help other people. So are you getting paid to help these people?
No, actually, the way it works is I don't work for anybody. I just do it myself. I do it more for love right now. But it's, you know, it's people that want to do it. Sometimes they have full-time jobs and they can't do it.
Yeah.
Well, they might want to partner up with me and do deals together. Like this next floor unit I'm doing, actually I had one of my hard money lenders who lends to everybody. All of a sudden he goes, no, Dave, I don't want to just lend you hard money. I want to end the action. So I want to do a partnership with you, which is really cool when they want to do something like that. It's like, Yeah. Wow. A hard money guy wants to work with me. So it's, you know, the credibility factor, and they see your track record, Yeah. You build yourself up. But I have individual members call me all the time. They're like, well, you know, I don't know exactly what's going on here. My agent tells me this. What do you think, Dave? So I sit down a lot of times at lunch with members all the time, and I don't mind giving my time to that because I want everybody to do this and Yeah. Be successful. So it's really fun.
See, this is just so incredible, David, because so many people that have been, and I'm speaking of myself too, for, you know, 20 years I worked in a cubicle and, you know, was professionally, I did okay. You know, I had a pretty good career and everything before I got into real estate, but it didn't, I just never believed that somebody would, out of the goodness of their heart, want to help other people. And you're a great example of someone who loves and you're so passionate about what you're doing with real estate. It's helped you so much that you literally are, out of the goodness of your heart, taking time out and helping people and not getting anything in return. I mean, you probably feel good about it, right?
Well, I love it, you know, and that's what's cool is because I'm at a point now where I really don't need more in my eyes. You know, everybody has a certain plateau. Some people want to make $100 million a year. I'm not that person. You know, I want all my bills paid and everything and living a happy life, and we have freedom. I mean, we just spent 2 weeks at Disney. Then we went to a Volkswagen show for over a whole weekend, you know, and I just went on a hunting trip for a couple of days. I never had the freedom before, and my wife lets us, we have fun every time, all the time now. So it's like my way of giving back and helping other people. I want to see them do the same thing as me, and there's no reason people can't, and it's just wonderful. So, yeah, I do spend a lot of time with other people, and that's really what I want people to do.
Yeah, you know. That's wonderful, and I'm finding, too, as I'm getting more real estate done, I'm helping other people who are just getting started. They come to me with questions. I'm happy to help. In fact, this whole Eyes on Investors interviewing thing that I'm doing, I'm not getting paid for it. I'm doing it because I really want to help other people you know, primarily get started in their real estate investing so they can realize what you've realized, which is this new freedom. That's wonderful. So I'm interested in how you've actually done this. What are the mechanics of, you know, how you've, by the way, everyone who's watching, David has an automatic zoom on his camera that I think has a mind of its own, so it may zoom in on that once in a while. But how did you get started? Like, how did you get financed? How did you find the properties? How do you get them fixed up? Let's talk through that.
Okay, my whole deal started with this. I lost a ton in the stock market, like $100,000. It was crazy. It was right when it was crashing. And stuff is when I actually joined the investment group Lifestyles. And, you know, they said, get out of your IRAs and all this. I actually did it. I took the hit that year and said, I'm going to go out 100%. And I bought my first deal cash.
So you actually took your money out of the IRA and you paid all the taxes and penalties
right.
and everything. And what
right.
was left over, that's what you used to...
Right, right. Invest. Which wasn't a big amount, but I also learned something else about debt equity. I bought my house a few years before that. I sold a lot of my stock portfolio to buy this house. I bought it for... It was a foreclosure. I knew nothing about foreclosure at the time. Paid $190,000 for my house. Well, they appraised it at $300,000.
Wow.
So without knowing about real estate or all the different foreclosures and whatnot and equity capture, I captured a lot of equity in one deal without even being mentored at all. So
you didn't even realize, like,
right.
what was happening.
I just thought, wow, this is a great house. It's half price. Let me buy it.
Right.
So I bought it. I have 3 acres. I'm going to stay in this house forever. I love it. So I bought that house. I bought it cash. You know, I created my portfolio when we first moved down here. My wife was still in the Air Force because we didn't want to worry about bills and having all that over our heads. So we had no mortgage. Well, I didn't realize I could pull the money out of that that really helped me do my real estate. So the first deal I did with just some 401k and IRA money and stocks that I sold. And I bought my first one cash. That's the one that you see on the Lifestyle site. There's that video.
Yeah.
That first one. And I pulled all the money I invested in that. 6 months later, I refinanced it. Pulled out 80% of it, which ended up being all the money I had in it. Plus, I think I put $3,000 in my pocket. So I had $0 in my first deal, and I said, wow, this is easy. So then what I did was I refinanced my own house, pulled out, I believe it was $260,000 out of my house, or $230,000, plus I had $30,000 left.
Okay.
So I put $260,000 then into a 29-unit apartment complex that I bought for $9,500 a door.
Okay. That was in Houston, right?
Right, right. And I had one other partner in that one.
Okay, so you have a small partnership in that 29-unit deal. So how much, you bought it for $9,500 a door, how much is it worth right now?
I believe in that market they're about $20 a door on average. So, you know, it's the market's up and down in there. It really goes off of your NOI and, you know, your occupancy rate and whatnot. But this was a total fixer-upper, and we really turned it around. When I bought it 50% occupied. It dropped down to about 36% occupied because we kicked out bad people.
Right.
And we got it back up to 90. But right now we're struggling a little bit. We're dropping down to about 80%. So,
okay.
You know, you'll have this up and down. But once it levels out, my goal is to sell back because I don't want to be in the Houston market. I want to be here in San Antonio with my people and buy a big 100-unit complex or 200-unit complex with some partners.
That's great. So that's what your goal is to move into 100 to 200-unit.
Right. So right now, you know, I want to have the down money so that I can be an equal share partner with people if I buy a big one. Well, I don't have enough down money right now. That's why I'm doing all these small partnerships, buying all these little fourplexes and stuff like that.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, excellent. So so you guys did a bunch of rehab on the 29-unit apartment. You got the occupancy dropped to 36 because you got all the bad characters out.
Mm-hmm.
And then were you able to refill it back up with good tenants?
Yeah, it took us, you know, we refilled it pretty quick. We got it up to about 90%.
Okay.
But then you'll find that when you move that many people, there's still some bad apples that still get through the process. So then I dropped back down to about 80%. So
right.
I want to get it to 90% for, you know, 6 months, and then I'm going to sell it. That's my
gotcha. Plan. Okay. So what kind of cash flow is that generating for you right now?
It varies. My expenses are about $7,000 a month, and it brings anywhere from, you know, about 14, so about 7,000 a month.
About 7 average cash
right.
flow. Awesome. Okay. Now, the video I just watched on your Facebook deal on the fourplex, I think you mentioned that even while it was being rehabbed, you got tenants signed up to live in it.
Right. And what's really great is I built a team. Actually, the guy that's the contractor, Rob, he's a lifestyle vendor now. I brought him down from Pennsylvania. He used to work for me in one of my stores.
Oh, really?
I knew the way he was with people, and I knew he went off and used to do the cell phone industry, ran my own cell phone for me store. Well, he went in his own business doing tile work. Well, he's doing million-dollar houses up there in Pennsylvania. I actually brought him down to do rehab work here in Texas, in San Antonio, for me, and I built him a business overnight. So you give back to others in weird ways. You don't expect it. It's like, here's a guy I knew was in my business a few years ago. He called me up and said, hey, the industry up here is horrible. I can't even get jobs anymore, you know? Yeah. So Pennsylvania, the market crashed kind of for the million-dollar houses doing the rehabs. Right. I brought him down here. He's doing all my rehabs. Well, he's the guy that actually shows all my units now, rents them out for me, plus does the rehabs.
Oh, so, my goodness. So you don't have to worry about all that.
Oh, and that's what's kind of neat about that last fourplex I just did was the appraiser came by to look at the property, and I don't have keys to any of the units to show it to her. I didn't know she wanted to see all the units. So I had to call up him to come over to show her all the units. What was weird about it was I was gone over the weekend, and actually we had a tenant move out in the middle of the night. We had it 100% occupied right away on this place. Uh-huh. They moved out in the middle of the night. Well, while I was going on vacation, I was actually out hunting with some of the other Lifestyles members.
Uh-huh.
He did a make ready on it, and it was all ready by Monday by the time she got over there.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even know he did it, which is kind of cool because he knew I was away. That's how close of a relationship I have with this guy. Yeah. Like, I have him, you know, do that and give back to him because he gets percentage now. So it works out. And that's how we grow and grow and grow and build our team up.
See, that's a really key point. I want to focus on this for a minute. So what you're saying is that you don't do everything yourself. You build a team of people who do a lot of work. These are people you trust. You build a business relationship with them. And then would you say that's part of what enables you to have to live so much more free?
Yeah, that's what it's all about. For me, it's about building a team and being smart about it. There's a lot of people that will buy fourplexes and they're new investors. It's the wrong thing to do if you're going to handle everything by yourself. You're going to be driving all over the city, driving yourself crazy dealing with all these different tenants, all these various different ones. But what I did was I found somebody who can do it for me. You want to leverage your time. I can't replace my time. I can replace my money. So what I found is I'll find people who can do stuff for me, pay them well, and let them earn as well. It expands what they can do, and it's also you growing. Yes, you're giving a little small portion, but you're gaining that freedom. And I want that freedom because I want to be able to teach others. That's why I can go to lunch all the time with people. I don't have to worry about my properties. I have people handling it for me.
That's awesome. So you've got Rob who's doing the rehabs and kind of managing and doing working with the tenants. What other people do you have? What other services are you having done by other people?
Well, I mean, it's sort of like, it's even with insurance, just the different things, how you grow. I started off with like Spearhead Insurance, and they're doing me a single family plan. Then all of a sudden, as I grow and get more and more properties, all of a sudden you get into commercial plans, and all your expenses on everything just drop so much drastically as you get bigger. And all of a sudden, my cash flow where I was, for example, one of my four units, I was paying $1,300 on an individual policy. Once I put everything under one large commercial policy, it went down to about $700. Well, you know, look how much extra cash flow I have each month. Just little things like that. It's all these different aspects. And all the vendors and different contractors. And I learned to meet so many people. And I ask them what their skill sets are because, hey, that can benefit me later. If I get a house and I need foundation work, well, I got three foundation friends. You know, so it's you trade off, you give them, you introduce them to other people, and they return that favor back to you. That's what's so wonderful about this industry.
You know what I've seen, and I think you're the 11th or 12th interview that I've done with successful investors, and I'm starting to see this real common thread, and you're right there with it, and that is that successful investors tend to network with people, and they like people, and that seems to be what it just seems like people who try to do it all themselves, they're not rising to the level where I can even interview them, if that makes sense. But they have to just like people and connect with people, and you definitely are doing that, it sounds like.
Yeah, and that's the key. This is a people business. If you don't like people, you should not be in this business. I hate to say it. The only way you can, if you don't like people, be a passive person. Invest with somebody else. Because this is, you're always going to talk with tenants. You're always going to talk with contractors. You're out there, you're fighting for these deals. Know your agents well. You get to feel each other, you know. And my agents now know when I offer a price, that's what it's going to be. And they're not afraid to put them in at that price. And I get them at that price. So it is really a people business, and that's a very important aspect of it.
That's great. Now, let's go back to financing a little bit, because you mentioned earlier on that the first property you did, you paid all cash. And I think you kind of explained that. Then you used hard money. And now you're working on a deal where you're not going to be putting any money into it. So I'd like, if we could, let's go back and talk about the hard money. How did you utilize the hard money? How did that work? And how was that beneficial to you?
Okay, first I'm going to do a little bit of education. Order Plexus San Antonio, all the hard money lenders will not lend on them.
Okay, say that again. Your audio cut out there for a second.
Okay, four-unit complexes, duplexes, triplexes, hard lenders in San Antonio do not want to lend on those.
Okay.
It's too risky for them. There's no comps. They have a really hard time. My credibility is what allowed me to get hard money. So a new investor, they really won't let them do that. That's where experience comes in. So one of the hard money lenders, you know, Blake from Capital Concepts, who started this for me, he actually came in and said, you know what, Dave? You have such a good track record. We'll take the risk on you and see if we can do this for other members. So first one the last one is the numbers didn't just come out right, and I ended up buying that one cash.
Okay.
Basically, it came down to Dave didn't want to leverage his money. He didn't want to pay out. I wanted to have zero in deals because that's how all my other deals were.
Okay.
Well, this one, that first one, I ended up paying $80,000 out of my pocket to get the whole deal done, start to finish. But then the second one, I ended up having about $19,000 out of my pocket on this one through the hard money, which is still, but it's better than having $80,000 out, having a 25% return. Now I have $20,000 out with hard money and conventional loan and switching it around, but I got a 90% return. So now this next time I'm working with somebody that's a hard money lender, but they're putting up all the money, so I'm going to have infinite rate of return because I have $0 into the deal. So, you know, you have to get away from that. Yes, hard money does cost money, you know, into the factor, but
right.
You know what? That's the cost of doing business. And that, for a very conservative person, that's hard to jump over that. So
yeah.
That was one of the hard things for me in the growth pattern was to get over the fact that I have to help others by giving the hard money lenders a little more chunk of change to make these deals happen.
But in doing that, even though it costs more, you know, if you look at it technically, you're actually leveraging your money a lot more, so your returns are higher.
Way better. Instead of that $80,000 I put in on that first one, I could have bought four more at $20,000 with four times 90% rate of return. It's just so much better, but sometimes you just have to go through these hurdles and suffer the wrong way.
Yeah.
Teach yourself, yes, let's do that. So.
Oh, that's great. So how are you setting this up with the one you're doing right now where you're not putting any money in? Okay, we're really zooming in on you. where you're not putting any money in. Are you doing a partnership with the hard money lender on this one? How's that working?
Right. Well, we're just in contract now.
Okay.
It was basically something that was on the market for like, I think it was $70,000. Well, we just offered $35,000 cash. We're going to close quick. So he's going to put up all the money for rehab. So this one will have even better numbers than all my other four flexes because I'm getting it at such a good deal. But I stay in that same market, but we're going to split it 50-50. He's putting up all the money. I found the property. I'll do the rehab. I'll organize everything. You know, I'll find the tenants. And he just puts up the money, and he just wants a solid return. So it's a great match for him, too. And he has the security of I'll make him a lien holder, so that way if I screw up, it goes back to him. He can
get and then he's covered.
So it's protecting the person you're working with at the same time.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're structuring it in a really simple way, but in a way that's beneficial to both of you.
Right, exactly. And he's happy because he didn't want just a hard money rate of return until I refi. He wants to get a much better rate of return. So, you know, on this last one where I'm making 90% rate of return, oh, that camera's going crazy. you know, if we take 90% divided by 2, he's making a 45% rate of return. That's better than he would have made in hard money.
Yeah. So is he wanting to learn how to do this? Is that partly why he wants to
partner with you? The guy I'm dealing with, his name's John. He has a full-time job during the day,
okay.
Plus he does the hard money lending.
Right.
So he doesn't have time to do this himself. He wants people like me to work with. So
gotcha.
You'll find that thing where people have a regular job or a corporate career. They can't do this all the time, full-time.
Right.
So they want to find people they trust and let me just put my money with you and it'll work out for both of us.
Okay. See, this is another interesting thing that I'm starting to see as I've been talking to more people, that the more experienced you get, the more opportunities that come so that you're able to use less of your own money, more of other people's money, which helps them, but it also helps you because now you're not having to put your own money into the deals. And so you're not only leveraging your money, but you're leveraging your time. I see all the synergy happening as you form these kinds of relationships with people, and this is a perfect example of that, where you're going to do your next deal, and not have any of your own money in the deal, but you're helping your partner, John. He's benefiting from it. It's going to increase your wealth and your cash flow, and you're bringing your expertise to the table. It totally makes sense.
Right, and I was very leery of partnering. When I first started doing investing, I didn't trust anybody. I'm from Pennsylvania. It's a different world up there, Philadelphia area. You know, you don't trust anybody with your money. So I did not want to partner at all. It was the furthest thing from my mind. And it's funny how you grow over time. And then I realized, you know what, I can really help other people. And it's funny because I was very in it for myself when I first started investing. And now I'm in it to help everybody. Because I see how it opens your doors and opens your mind to helping other people. And that's one thing with partnering. Sometimes people join up right away and want to partner. I'm like, get to know the people. Really get to know them. Because, you know, if you're investing this kind of money with people, know the person, make sure they have the credibility and the integrity to do this. So, you know, a lot of times people, you know, will join, they'll go to some type of seminar next week. They want to deal with somebody else. I'm like, you know that person. Make sure you know somebody.
Yeah,
that's
really good to know.
Little things I want you to know. Look at their track record if they have financial statements and whatnot. So
That's really good advice. Very good advice. So as you've been helping people, is there any kind of funny anecdote that you can share about, you know, something just interesting or off the wall that you've worked with somebody that's been kind of new to investing that would be interesting to us?
Well, I kill a lot of deals, which is kind of sad, but I'll have investors come up to me and their agent's telling them how wonderful the deal is, and I go, okay, let's not think about the deal at all, and let's just look at the numbers.
Okay.
When you came in here, what percentage did you want to make? How much equity capture? Does this meet your criteria? No. But then they go, but, you know, I don't want to let these people down. I feel so attached to them. I've been working for a month. I'm like, take your emotions out of this game. This is real. This is your money. This is your life. Don't take these risks. And you know, just what I think of is Josh. He's an Air Force major, a good friend of mine. And he did this a couple times to me. And he would call me up all the time about different deals. And I call myself the deal killer because I want him to be successful. And he keeps trying to make these kind of newish mistakes, but he learns from each time. And now he's successful. He actually has 7 houses. So he's on the right path, but he's listening to people telling him that have actually done it.
Yeah.
One word of advice, don't take advice from people that just read books, that actually do it. Because there's a lot of people that will give advice at these different meetings, and they don't have any deals behind them. You really can't learn from somebody who doesn't do it. They have to actually be in the game.
That makes sense. And when you were first getting started, what was it that you were learning from other people? Because you joined Lifestyles, I guess, 2 years ago or something in 2009.
Right.
So did you avoid some mistakes that you would have made if you hadn't had other people looking over your shoulder?
The biggest thing I learned was actually going through an apartment deal. You know, I was working, I'm a little crazy, I was working like 20 hours a day on that apartment deal to get it turned around. But for a month straight, I was with a mentor, step by step, doing everything. So that was the hugest learning curve you can get, is to have a mentor work side by side with you every day. And that was a mentor named Chewy back then, and he was a great guy, and he really taught me everything I needed to know, and that really gave me all the tools for now to teach other people. So, you know, it passes on, it transitions, you know. Mm-hmm. So I really like the small apartment, you know, model, and I learned a lot from him. So that's what helped me do all of what I'm doing now.
Oh, that's awesome. This has been such an interesting conversation, David. I've enjoyed it so much. Is there anything that we haven't covered that you want to share with people?
I don't know. The point is what you have to do is fix yourself before you do any of this. A lot of people come in, I meet new investors, and it's like they don't realize you have to kind of fix your credit. You have to do this, unless you're going to find partners that are going to partner up with you. But a lot of times people have money, and they want to buy a deal the next day, but they don't realize you have to really structure yourself, get that pre-approval letter, you know, follow these first initial steps a lot of people skip over. You can't get in the game until you fix yourself. So get everything lined up. And that's very important, really an important aspect that a lot of people, you know, think they can do this the next day. And really, it may take a week or two, but you can get yourself in order.
Right. So you're not saying that it's impossible or even that difficult. It's just you need to do that before you start. You need to fix yourself, get yourself in order, and then you'll be able to move forward successfully.
Right. Anybody can do this at any income level, you know. And you have to have a reality check. You have to be honest with yourself, you know, and honest with people what you have and what you don't have. Don't lie or try to build yourself up. You know, if you only have 5 properties, you have 5 properties. If you have 0 properties, you have 0 properties. But a lot of people act like they did all these deals they never did. And you know, once they find that out, you lose all your credibility.
Yeah.
You never get that back. So be honest, and if you have a 680 credit score, tell the lender you have a 680 credit score before you even talk to them. Don't waste their time or your time. You know, if there's something wrong, you can fix it, and there's people that will help you fix it.
Yeah.
That's what I find about this whole industry. Everybody wants to help you. Everybody wants to see you succeed. You just got to be upfront with them.
Yeah, and it kind of goes back to what you were saying earlier about relationships, where if you do build credibility in the relationships, just be straightforward and say it like it is, then you'll have more success as you work with these people. You don't want to blow your credibility with people and ruin those relationships.
Exactly. And you'll find people come in and out of your life, that tendency that moved out of one place and moved into another place, which is weird. You think you never see them again, but you do. So always be nice to everybody. Don't ever burn bridges.
Never burn bridges. Very good advice. So I think we'll leave the interview on that. And David, just thank you so much. This has been an awesome interview. People are going to really enjoy it. I know that they are. And thank you for giving of your time and your knowledge and experience and sharing that with us. I've benefited. And just, again, I just want to thank you. I appreciate it.
Also, you can search, if you ever want to watch my videos, I don't know if you've looked at them, go to my channel, Fisher Wholesale, on YouTube.
Okay.
I also have before and afters and kind of what the numbers are so you can learn from them. So if you ever go to Fisher Wholesale, like search Logwood, one of my properties, you know, give you an idea.
Perfect. Fisher Wholesale, that's a YouTube channel. And, of course, you're on Facebook if people
want to. Yeah, everybody friend me on Facebook. I get a lot of.
I think you've got like 600 friends on there or something.
I think
you have 600 friends.
Yeah, so it's fun. You know, I could have like 3 or 4,000, but, you know, I have another page for that.
You're only one person. Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, thank you, David. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, Damon. Hope to see you soon.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.